Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, December 7th. 63 Americans are expected to be among the dozens of foreign nationals leaving Gaza today. That's according to a list published by Egypt, which controls the crossing. It also includes 13 UN personnel intending to go into Gaza, and comes as the UN Secretary-General has invoked a rarely used rule. It'll refer the situation in Gaza to the Security Council, urging members to, quote, avert a humanitarian catastrophe. Israel's envoy called the move a new moral low and has called on the Secretary-General to resign. But the US is also concerned about the humanitarian situation and civilian casualties. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CNN's Gayle King last night, Israel has an obligation to protect civilians.
To distinguish between terrorists and innocent men, women, and children.
And that part doesn't seem to be going so well, Mr. Secretary, about keeping the civilians safe.
But what we're seeing now is we're seeing some, I think, important steps being taken as they're beginning to operate in the south of Gaza.
Well, the fourth Republican presidential debate was pretty explosive last night. The smallest number of candidates so far took the stage in Alabama for the event, which was hosted by News Nation. Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy spent most of the 2 hours hammering each other. Here's Christie going after Ramaswamy.
This is the fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America.
Haley seemed to take most of the heat, though, which is likely because she's recently risen in the race and got the backing of some very high-profile donors.
People need to know, Nikki is corrupt. Her donors, these Wall Street liberal donors, they make money in China. They are not going to let her be tough on China.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
But as usual, all four candidates were really just fighting it out for second place, while former President Donald Trump, the clear frontrunner, once again skipped the debate. The US military is grounding its entire fleet of V-22 Osprey aircraft, a week after one crashed off the coast of a Japanese island, killing 8 airmen. The Naval Air Systems Command says the stand down is a precaution, while the crash is being investigated. According to a Naval News release, a preliminary investigation shows that a potential material failure caused the crash, but its underlying cause is still unknown. The aircraft has had a history of operational and mechanical issues, and has been involved in several fatal incidents over the last 30 years. Just months ago in August, 3 US Marines were killed in an MV-22 Osprey during a military exercise in Australia, while 2 other deadly crashes were reported last year. The Department of Education has approved cancelling nearly $5 billion in federal student loan debt. That'll come through existing student loan forgiveness programs, which are limited to specific categories of borrowers. Yesterday's announcement brings the total amount of student debt relief under the Biden administration to $132 billion for more than 3.6 million borrowers. Back in June, the Supreme Court struck down President Joe Biden's signature plan for low and middle income borrowers to get up to $20,000 in debt relief each. Up next, a woman gets an unusual sentence for throwing food in the face of a Chipotle worker. A woman who threw food in the face of a Chipotle worker will now have to walk in their shoes and work in a fast food restaurant for 2 months. That, on top of 1 month in prison, is the sentence an Ohio judge has chosen for the 39-year-old mother of four, whose fast food rage in September went viral on social media. Well, he actually gave her the choice, this or a straight 90-day prison sentence. And the woman, who was still complaining about the food in court, chose the fast food punishment, though she still needs to find a job herself. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.